So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today. So you dare not
thought, oh my God, look at that face. Ryan Burrow, do you know who that is that's singing that bump right now?
I have a feeling I know the first name.
You'd be right. It's Ryan Adams. Yeah. Ryan Burrow, our news director, is in the studio. This is 720 WGN. How many people have the name Ryan? Do we even know?
Millions. But I just want to... Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
And I'm your other brother, Ryan, here. This is a lot of fun here.
Ryan Rose, Ryan Cousins, Ryan Lee, and of course Ryan Burrow. And there is a big event for Ryans tomorrow in Chicago. They're calling it a Ryan meetup. What's the celebration about?
Go ahead. Go at it. Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll be celebrating St. Ryan's Day, which will be a celebration of our shared name and our shared culture in Chicago.
And how many people do you expect?
Roughly, this is Ryan speaking now, roughly about 150. We don't recognize St. Patrick's Day as a holiday anymore. It's really just St. Ryan's Day for us now. But I see they painted the river green for us, which is very nice.
Yeah, and I saw that there's one way to get in. It's not a handshake. It's, you know, there's no fee. What do you have to be?
Your first name needs to be Ryan.
That's it.
That's it.
Not last name though. We talked about this, Lisa, off mic, whether like Nolan Ryan or Matt Ryan would be allowed in.
Right.
That's a no. That's a hard no.
And any spelling of Ryan, or does it have to be R-Y-A-N?
We passed a vote on this actually at one of our previous meetups. And we want to encourage diversity within the Ryan community. So, we have since allowed all spellings of Ryan, so long as it's pronounced Ryan.
It's a very progressive group. Very progressive group. Yeah.
Is there drinking involved while you're having these, you know, top secret meetings about how many people you allow in and the spelling of their name?
There doesn't have to be, but yes, typically does.
Because I looked it up. So there's Ryan, R-I-A-N. There's R-Y-A-N-N and R-Y-A-N-N-E. Because I didn't expect a female to join us. Hi, Ryan. How do you spell your name?
Just R-Y-A-N.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting a stink eye over here from the production booth. I don't know if you know this or not, Lisa, but there's one person who's definitely not allowed, and that's right. Your producer.
Yeah. No B-R-Y-A-N. No B-R-I-A-N. You can't put the B in front of the Ryan and be invited.
No. Bryans are not allowed.
So is this always in Chicago, or is the Ryan meetup something that takes place across the states?
We basically started in New York City. It was actually the three of us at the first Ryan meetup. Ryan Rose over here put around flyers in the neighborhood that said, "Is your name Ryan?" We actually have some on hand right here. "Want to meet other Ryans? Join the Ryan meetup. No Bryans allowed." And so you can scan the QR code and... Ryan Lee and I both scanned the QR code, showed up. There were only three of us. And at the next one, there were over 100 at Ryan McGuire's pub. But since then, we've moved to, well, we've traveled to LA, where we hosted a Ryan rave. We had six Ryan DJs playing. We recently hosted the Ryan Rodeo in Austin. And so we're just trying to find Ryans in all corners of the world. And, you know, Chicago was our next stop.
Yeah, well, good spot to find some Ryans. In fact, if you go to ryanmeetup.com, the minute you get to the homepage, there's a big white box, and it says, "Welcome to the Ryan Meetup," and there's a little box to click, and it certifies that your name is not Brian or Brian. And if it is, there's a box to click, leave.
Well, let me ask you, the meetup that's coming up tomorrow, it's always a possibility that I suppose Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling shows up, right? I mean, they're invited, clearly, right?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. All right, good. I mean, it's always a possibility.
We've had some correspondence with Reynolds' camp in the past. He's sent us some cases of his aviation gin to Ryetoberfest in October, last October. So he's in on it. But yeah, all Ryans are always welcome. So we'll see.
And I'm trying to look it up. Is there really a St. Ryan's Day? It looks like Ryan Patrick Day. Yeah, that's not it. That's for Ryan Patrick, the coach. What is there a St. Ryan's Day?
Well, there is now, and it's on Saturday, March 23rd.
And by the way, Lisa, the flyers are up all downtown. I actually had, I don't know if you introduced you to the German journalist who was here with us this week, but she actually took a photo of the flyer that she saw downtown and said, Ryan, did you know that this exists? You should go to it. I'm like, I already know. I know. I'm already part of the Ryan group. I know.
They sell merch too. Kiss Me, I'm Ryan, and all along the St. Patrick's Day theme, but sticking with the St. Ryan's Day theme. So tell everybody again where it is, and everybody who's named Ryan is invited, right?
Of course.
Okay.
It's at Celtic Crossings.
And that'll be tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right?
Yep, 6 p.m.
We couldn't find a Ryan-named bar within Chicago, or at least within the main part of Chicago. So
that just means it hasn't been created yet.
Exactly.
Right. Just wait. Just wait.
And Ryan Burrow going to be your most famous Ryan there?
Well, I heard that Ryan Chavarini might appear as well.
Oh.
And Ryan Baker of CBS2 has been reached out to, apparently, but I don't know if he plans to be as well. I was looking at Ryan Dempster. I told them Ryan Dempster might be an option. I don't know if he's up in Canada or if he's down in Chicago right now, but
it's going to be fun.
Find some Ryans, sure.
Do you get to bring a plus one who's not named Ryan?
You can. We usually charge cover for non-Ryans, but actually, it's funny. We have a Ryan-Ryan married couple traveling from Tennessee, so they won't even need to be paying cover because, you know, they're both Ryan. But yeah, we thought that was they're basically the mascots of our community now. So,
and Lisa, I met the Ryans and let them in, and they had a name tag for me. You know what it says? Ryan. We're all wearing Ryan name tags right now.
I see that on their website as well. That makes me laugh. I love your sense of humor, although it seems to be a bit dry. And I hope you have a blast tomorrow, and I think you'll see a lot of people from our audience show up.
Awesome. I hope they're all Ryans.
Yeah, just not Brian.
Yeah, as long as
Brian,
Brian,
you stay in that booth over there, okay?
I want to go.
You're going to go. You've been outed, man. You've got the bee. You've got the bee stink, all right?
We do have
stay legal- away.
We do have legal name change papers here if you want to, you know, make the switch.
Yeah, we'll see if you can bring them around on that one. Of course, based on Ryan's physical size, I think if he wants to go to Celtic Crossing tomorrow, I don't know who's going to stop him.
Maybe Brian is allowed to run security. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. There you go.
Brian is allowed to be escorted out by security.
Thank you so much. You guys have fun, and I love that you jumped on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's the Ryan Meetup tomorrow. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago!